Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What do we do here?
We are the internet's premier Star Trek fan podcast coming at you from parts unknown.
Whoa.
Just like the Midnight Rider.
And who's the Midnight Rider?
Well, he's got one more silver dollar, and I ain't gonna let him catch, you know. Ain't gonna let him catch the Midnight Rider.
Wow.
Woo!
Nice.
That's Nature Boy right there.
I know. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. As we've been plugging for the last several episodes, we have stickers, and I have brought one with me. Look at that sticker. That's a nice sticker, isn't it? It's glossy. It's spacey. It's got the original TOS color and text. It's the exact text that they use in the opening sequence for the original Star Trek.
Are you doing this because you're trying to like self-commit to getting these uploaded?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. if you're watching this video in 2020 and you see this sticker in front of you, email us at thestarcompanion@gmail.com and make sure to include your address, your social security number.
Yes, the social is important.
3 security questions with answers.
Yeah, and most common security questions.
Yeah, and we will send the stickers if they are still available. We have about... we have about 300 of them at the moment, and they're going like that.
Wow. You can tell by those snaps in the rapid succession that they're really going hotcakes.
Like hotcakes, yes.
Yeah. I'm flapjacks. More of a fan of pancakes.
Mm.
You know, I'm a firm believer in that you can learn a lot about a person by the way they eat their pancakes.
Yes, I believe that as well.
Some people eat them like savages.
Yeah, I think you told me you saw someone eat like one by one pancakes.
And oh, also, yeah, like, the one sheet of pancake at a time, I think is crazy. But I saw someone eat the middle out.
Oh no!
So that it looked like an eclipse, you know?
Oh no, that's not good.
What are you talking? What is that? What? You got to dig in there and like scoop out the middle.
Yeah.
Why not just cut an edge and then eat the middle? You know, then you have like 3 outside lines of a square maybe in your circle.
Well, to me, the best part of a pancake...
is the middle.
Is the middle. And the other best part of a pancake is putting butter on each layer in that middle part, because that's the hottest part and it's going to melt out.
Hell yeah.
But at the end, getting that one little sliver of remaining middle piece, it's like soggy and buttery and salty. Yeah. Like so to go for that first doesn't make any sense. You don't get proper butter meltage.
Wow. I mean, that's better than the way I was going to describe it. You know, I like to suffer through the regular part of the pancake and then be rewarded. I never eat a full pancake.
Yeah.
You know, I pretty much get to the middle, eat the middle, and then call it a day.
Perfect.
In other news, if you've made it this far, you know, we are a Star Trek fan podcast, as was previously stated, that covers Star Trek... Stardate by Stardate,
yes.
Except if we're doing Picard, so we can remain relevant in the zeitgeist.
That's right.
We are on all major Why do I keep doing that? I keep saying podcasting. We're on all major podcasting platforms, Spotify, Stitcher, whatever.
Whatever.
If you like and subscribe, we love you. And if you send a photo of you liking and or reviewing, preferably reviewing, take a screenshot of you doing that and then send us an email at thestarcompanion@gmail.com and we will, in fact, send you one of those sweet, sweet stickers David just showed to the world. Mm-hmm. They're pretty sweet. Be sure to send your address in the email. And the email is thestarcompanion@gmail.com. You can, if you enjoy this podcast so much that you check it every time that it comes up and listen, send us a book or two on patreon.com/starcompanion.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fucking shit yeah, man. It's the weekend now for us boys.
It's the freaking weekend.
And so, you know, what do? Our first thing on the weekend?
Gonna have us some fun.
We get together and discuss Star Trek Enterprise Season 3, Ep 3, Extinction.
Oh, man. That segue got me hot. Do you have a star date on that puppy?
Star date is unknown, as I think will be for the entirety of Season 3. You know, they just throw the star logs out the window when it's the Delphic Expanse.
Sometime after Florida got wiped off the map. The episode starts on a forest planet, an unknown forest planet, with a humanoid being chased through the forest by these three gentlemen with flamethrowers in spacesuits, and they trap this humanoid, and then they start up the flamethrowers, and ooga booga, alien, it's time to get BBQ'd.
You're getting flamethrower, dog, now. And then it cuts to fucking neural pressure, you know, segment. And Trip goes, here, T'Pol, Georgia peaches. You love Georgia peaches, even though you don't really eat with your hands for the most part. Here's some peach. Or peaches, yeah. I'd like to eat your peach, you know what I mean, T'Pol. But I'm going to get all weird about this sexual chemistry we're getting. Yeah. It's as if they're telegraphing a relationship between the two of them.
And why don't you take off your shoes so I can see your feet? My feet!
Shoes!
Well, I get ticklish on my feet.
My God! There are many neural nodes in the feet.
Truth be told, I also have a tendency to come when they're stroked or massaged.
You never said anything about feet.
I like to squeeze them together and, well, you fill in the rest.
Yeah, my God, your hands are ice cold.
Warm them up.
Is there any risk in this? The risk of paralysis is minimal. And I realized that last statement was to Paul. She's Southern now.
Yeah.
My bad.
Hey, that's all right. There are apparently such things as a Scottish Romulan. I'm not averse to there being a Southern Vulcan.
Oh my God.
I guess they're passing a planet, and on this planet they detect a landing pod. And so Dad says, look, a landing pod. We better take a landing pod down there ourselves so we can shake some lapels and ask who the hell blew up Florida. Was it you? Dad really, really is shaking a lot of collars this fucking season. Who did it?
I like that it's, they'll kill me if I tell you. Oh, yeah? What makes you think I won't? Because you're a ham, dude. You were literally the human version of a dog.
Yeah. I can tell that putting me in the brig has upset you.
Yeah. Not to jump to the next episode.
Yeah.
So Cap cut in on some pretty hot, touchy-feely time.
He did, yeah. Yeah, it was getting hot and heavy.
Yeah, hell yeah, it was.
Trip was about to get his feet massaged.
Show us the nudes. Dad goes...
Give that bitch a foot massage after Tony Rakahara. Tony Rakahara, that bitch.
Dad says, I don't...
Was he saying Pulp Fiction? Go ahead, sorry.
I don't speak Zindi. But I certainly figured out their star charts. Like, what the fuck?
What?
Are you kidding me? You got where you got the location of this? And then I think the best part of this episode...
That's true.
It all the goddamn bridge crew go down to inspect? Captain included.
Mm-hmm. Every major person except for...
Trip.
For Mayweather. No, Trip goes down in the EV suit.
But in an EV suit. He didn't go on the first group.
You're talking about like the most vital people.
Yeah. Well, and the people who get infected.
Yeah.
And so they all go down, right? And
what happens down there, Zach?
Dad goes, we need to get their data stacks. Get their data stacks from the fucking ship.
Yeah.
Which is a term I haven't heard yet in Star Trek.
Data stacks.
Get the data stacks. You don't know if it has some fucking Zindi fucking propaganda on it, and we need it. The anti-humanist nonsense.
They walk out of the landing pod with just like a couple, like the A through C encyclopedias. Yeah. Like, is this what we need?
And then I think Hoshi goes, Captain, a body.
Oh my god, I almost tripped over it.
Whoa.
And what's that smell? It smells like barbecue.
Wow, a body? And then they're checking it out. Reed's checking it out. And he goes, huh. Yeah. And he wipes his forehead. Uh-oh. Great. So I'm going to have to save this. We're getting some live technical difficulties here, everybody. And it's okay. So we're just going to vamp. And the video is going to be a little bit different than that. This here audio part. So
I don't want you to cut any of this out.
No. When we do the video, we'll put it together. I won't cut any of this out.
Good.
I like to keep it live and raw.
I'll put up the Patreon.
Yeah, plug. In the middle.
And you know what? As a note, I will do it right now. So if you're watching the video, if you're liking our commentary so far, you can stop by at the website listed on this little cue card.
Jesus Christ. For those of you who are just listening, I accidentally stopped the video recording. I don't know how that happened.
Well, we're getting happy.
You know, and so that's my bad.
We're going.
It's my bad, and we're going. Leave it to Zach to screw it up again. And we're live. All right.
Hey, everybody, we're
welcome
back
to the video portion of The Star Companion.
That editing was smooth.
Yeah.
So, yet again in this episode, we see that the lack of EV suits has really gotten our beloved crew in a little bit of trouble, a spot of trouble.
And oh, wait. Before we get there, they're checking out that body. Mm-hmm. And Reed goes, woohoo, boy howdy, but in British. And like wipes the sweat off his face. And Hoshi goes, you okay? And he goes, I don't really care for the tropics. And my question is, but like, is it cold? Because no one else is hot.
Right.
Shouldn't that be a red flag that one man is hot? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't care if you don't care for the tropics and it's humid, but...
He's got a British sensibility.
If you're exhibiting behaviors that are otherwise...
Yeah.
Maybe someone should fucking, you know, call the doctor.
Yeah. Maybe he's got the meat sweats. You ever get that when you eat too much meat?
Let me tell you something. I've been trying to lose weight on the keto diet.
Nice.
Yes, sir. And,
Yes, sir.
I have been having the meat farts.
Mm, those are the best.
Savage.
Yeah.
They just smell awful.
Yeah, and the green apple splatters. Those are fun.
And if you like shit commentary, that's why you come to the Star Companion. And if you like it so much, you can, in fact, yes, send us a dollar on patreon.com/StarCompanion.
So yet again, the lack of EV suits has gotten our beloved crew in a little bit of trouble.
Whoa, that's a good take. Thanks for bringing that up.
My first thought when they started transforming into these other aliens was, man, Scott Bakula, Linda Park, and Dominic Keating really have to work for their paychecks in this episode.
Okay, on the topic of that, I'm going to skip to my new section in my notes called Continuity Plus Extras.
Cool.
Because not all of them have continuity, especially in the Delphic Expanse.
Yeah.
So, according to TrekWeb, LeVar Burton went to the producers and told him he was, quote, ashamed that he had directed this episode.
Yeah.
And then 10 years after the episode aired, Brennan Braga called Extinction, quote, one of the singularly most embarrassing episodes of Star Trek I've ever been involved with.
As a continuity note for myself, I've noticed a lot of these comments coming from Brendan Braga in this iteration of Star Trek. He calls a lot of these episodes some of the worst ones. It's campy.
This one and the next one are very TOS style.
I like the next one, which we'll expand on in the next episode. But
expand on them in the next one?
We'll Delphic expand on them. From here, it's just...
It's a bunch of fucking foreign language and T'Pol trying to get it together.
It's a bunch of...
As they turn into... Go ahead.
It's a bunch of, I'm an alien and therefore I must make weird gyrating motions and draw out my sentences.
Wow. That's pretty accurate. I think I had a quote written down. We have to find Urquhart. And then you get one of the better lines. Let me. Wow. let me see if I can't figure it out. Which one was it? Hey, David.
Yes.
There was a fountain there, and
no, Zach.
And a garden.
There was a fountain. There.
Up there.
That caught my attention and too.
there were people. This was a real low spot, huh, for Scotty Backs?
It really was.
Can you imagine? All right, you're going to have to play like a fucking animal.
Crouching around like...
Moving around.
Like Igor
so
from...
So stupid. Yeah. Foot hump. Son of... Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, young.
It's the old turned into a different species episode.
Yes.
Which is very reminiscent of TOS, and it's so stupid that they turn straight primitive and forget everything they knew prior.
Basically, for the rest of the episode, T'Pol's down there as well, but she has somehow not transformed.
Yeah, she's Vulcaned out of it.
At a certain point, the hunters that were mentioned in the beginning of the episode, their people show up in ships, and they say, "Hey, what are you guys doing? Oh, we got people down there. Well, there's a virus down there, and we're gonna go down and kill them.
We're gonna exterminate
them. You can't do that. We're gonna exterminate them. My captain's down there." To which the captain of the ship says, "Does he even look like your captain anymore?"
Yeah, nice. Well,
yeah, he kind of does. I mean, it's like he's got some weird, shitty prosthetics on, but otherwise, it's a dead ringer. That's
dead ringer. His nose is bigger than the rest of them. So go ahead.
It becomes a struggle to find T'Pol's DNA, which Trip remembers is on that peach that she took a bite of.
Yeah,
apparently just left in the bowl.
Before we get there.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Before we get there.
Yeah.
I think they end up catching Reed,
mm-hmm.
and they got Reed in a whatever
captivity,
right? Captivity in the decon chamber, and I think Trip goes, "Any idea what caused this?" And Dr. Fox goes, "A mutagenic virus in his blood system." Like, duh, bro. Isn't it obvious?
Well, I don't know nothing about that, Captain.
And
Doctor.
As those fuckers from God knows where, that we don't actually know the name of what kind of alien they are.
Yeah, they got some dope armor, though.
They do have some dope armor. And they go, "You're in restricted space." And Trip goes, "Sorry." It wasn't very well marked, which...
I don't see any wooden signs around here.
Okay, dude, just,
you know,
some sort of universal fucking snark, huh?
You know, back home in Florida, where I'm from, to delineate landlines, we use barbed wire and fences.
I didn't see none of that.
And signs that say, "Keep out."
Also, have you seen the Cindy? They killed my sister.
Where are they?
I need that DNA sample.
I need it.
Did you enjoy the dream sequence?
I did, yeah.
Where Dad comes out of the corner?
Hey, Dad. It's Dad.
So stupid. I guess... go ahead. Tell me how much you got.
Well, basically, it just... The episode revolves around them trying to get...
They get to Urquhart.
To T'Pol's DNA.
Oh, yeah.
And these mutated Archer and Hoshi are trying to find this legendary city of Urquhart.
And when they get there,
it's decimated.
Q pops out and he goes, "Urquhart just ain't what it seems, eh, mon capitan?"
Capitan.
Which I think would have been the perfect moment for Q to show up.
That would have been great.
Fix him.
And it becomes kind of a race against time. I guess the mutagenic virus is going to take them over completely. And so Phlox says, Trip, you got to get down to that surface. You got to get some DNA from T'Pol. And he says, I can't do it. Hold on, wait a tick. And he runs through the Enterprise like Charlie and the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah. Did you see that?
Runs through the people.
The peach!
Dives. I gotta get the peach.
Finds the peach.
And what a savage. She just like takes a bite and puts it on top of her...
What?
Her space closet? You know?
In a space bowl. That ain't Vulcan-like. They eventually get... the people back on board, they cure them. There's a chase sequence. They get fired on, but it's a whole lot of hullabaloo about nothing.
Yep.
The most important scene is, or one of the most important scenes is at the end where Phlox says, all right, I have the virus in this vial here. This vial here contains the virus. What should I do with it? Should I throw it away? And Archer looks at it, and you can tell it's a really important virus because it's
in a vial.
It glows.
Yeah,
it's iridescent.
It has like a blue mark in the middle.
And Archer says, "No, we've already something or rather." Well, I don't want to be responsible for the decimation of another species. Keep it in detox.
Nice, Dad. You mean put it on ice, Doc? Stasis, whatever.
Whatever.
It's pretty much what he said.
Don't feed it to your bats, is what I mean.
And then Phlox puts it in this thing that's supposed to be futuristic, but he has to, like, shake it left and right forward to push it in because it's clearly made of shitty plastic from the fucking 20th century.
It's a Rolodex.
I would have reshot that. That's all I've got for this episode. It was fun. It was also stupid. You know? And for those of you listening to the audio uninterrupted, mm-hmm. Nice. You got to hear us deal with our first, you know, it only took like 62 episodes to get to our first
flub,
like on-air problem with recording. And yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
We are on all major podcasting platforms as a reminder. If you fucking review this shit and take a screenshot of it. And email us at thestarcompanion@gmail.com. We will send you, with your address and social, we'll send you one of these sweet stickers. And if you liked it so much, you can donate at patreon.com/thestarcompanion, which we've plugged numerous times because of that fucking flub. And I'm sorry. Thanks for listening. Thanks for getting this far. But if you donate, we'll send you a fucking sticker. They're pretty sick. Shout out to all of our fans, and thanks for the emails. We love you.
A lot.
Like, a lot.
We love you like an uncle. Well, never mind.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.